Hello and welcome back to the Modern Network. Today we are continuing our two-part series on transaction timing and financial markets with Andy Bach, Chief Architect of Financial Services at Juniper Networks. Today we'll be digging into the topic of operations. Hi Andy, welcome back.
Good to be back.
So last time we spoke, we learned about the importance of precision in the timing of financial transactions and a lot of requirements that are coming up that financial institutions will need to be aware of and start adapting to. Today, I'm hoping you can talk to us a little bit about the operations side of the issue. What's the value in investigating this a little bit further, and what can financial institutions hope to get out of this?
Happy to comment on that. And you're right. Last week, we did speak about the regulatory impact and the need to comply with new and emerging regulations for precision timing. But the question then becomes is, if I have to do this precision timing in my infrastructure and throughout the network, is there any value I can gain from that other than just purely compliance with the regulatory rules and regulations? The answer is yes. Where you gain is that you can now do much more precise and accurate analysis. And this is the classic, if you can't measure it, you can't improve it. And by giving you precision timing, that gives you much better analytics. The better analytics, in turn, allow you to understand the dynamics of your infrastructure much more carefully. And therefore, you're able to optimize them more effectively and efficiently. And also helps with the automation process also quite a bit. You can now, with a high degree of precision, schedule automated tasks as to when they kick off and when they should sweep across the infrastructure, optimizing its flows or modifying it between, this morning's workload versus this afternoon's workload.
Thanks for this, for the high-level overview. I know you mentioned analysis tools. Could you tell us a little bit more about that? What sort of tools should the industry be looking at and thinking about?
Well, more and more now, the firms have the ability to purchase, or if they can so desire, develop their own network analysis tools and infrastructure analysis tools that can tell them exactly how well the network is performing. For example, one of the things they can do now through our cloud analytics engine is actually assess the end-to-end latency between any two arbitrary endpoints within the environment. So they can go and measure from, say, server A to server B, traversing the network, and with an incredible amount of detail and precision, assuming that they've adopted the precision time protocols, can analyze exactly where they're spending their most time in their processing, whether it's in the servers or whether it's the network or any other elements in between. This allows them to either anticipate problems, fix problems if they actually arise, or more importantly, provide them the tools to do the analysis and the forward-looking thinking to truly optimize the network for the long term.
So with those analysis tools in place and sort of the ability to do the things that you just talked about, how does that connect to automation? I would assume that there's some way that timing and automation are connected. Tell us a little bit about that.
There is a connection. There are really two aspects to this. One is it is quite common to have automated tasks which go in and pull statistics, information from the network or from the infrastructure proper. But also there's automation that allows you to rebalance the network and redistribute the workloads based on the time of day. And now with the more precise timing, you can actually kick off those automation processes measured in microseconds worth of accuracy to almost dynamically redistribute workloads across your environment, whether that's within your own private cloud of your own data center or to export that workload out of your data center to a public cloud if you need to gain additional capacity.
So one more thing that you mentioned, and I just wanted to jump back to, Andy, is network optimization. Obviously a common technology term. Can you walk me through in this context for the financial services industry what you're really talking about?
Oh, sure. The networks continue to grow, and managing things such as bandwidth becomes more and more critical for cost optimization. You just can't simply size a network for the largest possible flow across the entire course of a day. And you can do that, but then you need very, almost unlimited funding. What you'd really like to do is take bandwidth, allocate it for a particular function, say, during a trading day. between 9:30 and 4 o'clock, and then take that same bandwidth and reallocate it to back office processing in the evening to maximize the use of that the bandwidth you've installed. With the timing running throughout the network, you're able to set the times and actions that can follow from that. So you can truly optimize the use of your bandwidth, but basically set it up on a calendar basis as to when you want the data to shift directions, where you want the flows to go, and then again, optimize into the network. The goal here is clearly to reduce the cost impact of the ever-growing bandwidth demands.
So that's interesting. I mean, it sounds like you've simplified this for me, talking about simply reallocating some resources, changing the timing of some operations, and implementing some cost savings. And you've talked a little bit about analysis tools, automation, network optimization. But I'm wondering, sort of, if you're seeing this through the eyes of a CIO at one of the companies in the financial services industry, subject to these regulations, trying to get some value out of them, where would you start? What are the top things that that need to happen to get value out of this versus just compliance?
So there are a couple of things that need to come to pass. First, you do have to obviously address the compliance issue, but that in turn immediately drives you to distribute precision time throughout your network. My advice here would be not simply to put it in barely enough nodes to meet your compliance requirements, but rather bring it across the entire network fabric, across the entire infrastructure. Run all of your devices in the environment off of a precision timing base. That is a starting point that then allows you to put very accurate analysis tools in your network, in the infrastructure, in your servers. And that from there will then allow you to optimize your infrastructure to a fine degree.
And can you remind me one more time, Andy, what's the timing on this in terms of complying with the regulations and potentially implementing some of these other things that would add value for these companies?
Well, that is the one thing that we know an absolute answer to, which is that certainly within the European theater, within the EU, you have to comply with a new regulation referred to as MiFID II. And the compliance date on that is the first week of January of 2018. So it gives you about 18 months to design, develop, and deploy a solution to meet the regulatory needs. In addition, within the U.S. Theater of operations, more and more of the regulators are starting to align themselves and thinking through how they will probably impose similar regulations to what is happening in Europe, and they may, in fact, accelerate the timeline a little bit into 2017, although they haven't formally done the rulemaking yet. We'll see where that evolves, but it's coming.
And that's good to know. I appreciate those specifics. And thank you for helping to distill a pretty complex topic for us today. Thanks for your time today, Andy.
Oh, my pleasure. I look forward to chatting again.